And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
Here we are once again with the Ask Roz and Mocha podcast. We kick it off with Juliet, who joins us. Hello, Juliet. How are you?
Good morning.
What's going on?
Nothing much. Just waiting here outside Costco.
Oh. What do you need at Costco today?
Oh, I just need some, like, essentials, bread, detergent.
All right. Bread?
Yeah.
So what is your question for the room?
Well, the other night, my sister had a very stimulating dream about one of you. And I was just thinking, is it ever a good idea to tell your spouse about a hot dream you've had about someone else or vice versa?
No.
Wait. I need to know who was the dream about, because she would have told you, obviously.
Yes, she did. She said this person had very soft lips.
Oh
so me.
Excuse me. Please.
What are you sticking around over there, Shem?
I didn't say a word, bro.
I think I have the softest lips on the show.
I think we all think that we have the softest lips. Only one way to tell, gentlemen.
No, I'm it. So, Juliet, who's the dream about? Come on.
Oh, it was about Shem, of course.
Come on now. Ding, 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 ding.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Okay, so what happened in the dream?
Well, she said she was at an event of some sort, and she was talking with Shem, and they were talking and flirting, and one of them was about to leave, and Shem told her that, there's something I've been wanting to do all night, and they started making out.
Oh, Shem!
Damn. Sounds like a Shem move.
You trifling ass.
Because I got soft lips.
What is your, this is your sister we're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, what does your sister look like?
Oh, she's the kind of girl that guys are just like,
Hold on, Juliet, is your sister...
Oh, no.
No. Oh, damn.
What makes you say that?
Your sister's not...
What makes you say that?
Oh. I knew it.
Oh.
It is.
How do you know this?
How would you know that?
How do you know this?
No, don't worry. Madnam knows. Yo, your sister's...
How do you know?
Is a huge Roz and Mocha fan. Okay. Huge fan. Listens all the time. And guess what? When she hears us on the radio, she is going to kill you for spilling the beans, Juliet.
Oh, no. She knows I'm calling you right now.
Oh, okay. Oh, she knows. She knows.
Okay. Hold on here. Now I gotta find her. Okay. So give me one second here.
Damn. Huge fan. If you just go to your followers on IG, she follows you.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm sure she does.
Yo, I got enough on here. I got 45.
I got one.
What's the last name?
Can I say it?
Yeah, we'll just bleep it
I'll
out.
Bleep it. Yes.
Okay. Was that your book signing? Had a great t-shirt made with the other gentleman.
No.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, yo.
Yeah, followed by Shem. Okay, so wait a second. How tall is your sister then?
5'2".
Shem's a big guy too. So
Hold on,
she say that he picked her up and stuff, or like what happened?
She didn't mention.
Damn.
Chances are I would have picked her up.
We gotta get on the phone now.
No, but hold on a second. But Shem booed up now. Does know this? Shem's got a girl?
Yo, fam, we haven't talked about dreams, man. What you doing, man? We
haven't talked
about
dreams.
You know your new girl's going to get so mad at you for talking.
I know.
I wasn't my dream.
Hooking up with someone in the dream.
Nah, man, it wasn't my dream.
Catherine gets mad at me for stuff I do in her dreams all the time.
Yeah.
We had a moment the other day where I woke up and Catherine woke up, and I was just getting ready to like start my day. And she's like, oh, man. She goes, are you okay? And I go, yeah, why? She goes, because you were having some like really weird dreams last night where you were like really upset and like I thought you were crying and all of this stuff. And I was like, no. And then I went upstairs, right? And I was like hanging out upstairs and it really bothered me. Mm-hmm. It really, really bothered me that she started my day that way. And then I marched back downstairs and I was like, are you sure you weren't dreaming that I was crying in my dream?
And what did she say?
She's like, no, it's 100% sure. And I'm like, no, I think that that's your dream, not my dream.
For somebody who doesn't care about dreams very much.
No, but I don't like it when somebody calls me a suck in my dream, you know?
But maybe you were having a really emotional dream and you just don't remember it.
No, I wasn't.
You don't know that.
She's like, oh my God. She's like, you were so upset. It was so emotional. I'm like, no, your dream, not my dream.
So Juliet, does have a crush on Shem?
Well, she said after this dream, she's definitely crushing on him.
Wow. Interesting.
What else did she say about the kiss? Was it, what was it that got to her? Was it just the lips, the soft lips, or was it like technique, anything like that?
Oh, you'd have to ask her that.
Yeah. Did it end? Did it end with a kiss?
It ended with a kiss. That's when she woke up.
Oh, I'm a gentleman. Come on now.
Damn. Yeah, when you wake up at that point, huh? That can't be good. I've never had, I can't remember if I ever had one of those.
It's never that good.
It's never, no. Like at that point, dreamers, let me ask you, if you have one of those dreams, right, where it's like real good and you're just like almost at that thing, do you, and you wake up, do you immediately try and close your eyes and go right back to sleep, hoping that the dream continues?
Yes.
Yes. Shem?
Oh my God. Absolutely.
Yes. Mocha?
Yo, as soon as my eyes open, they're shut again.
Yeah. Okay. Maury? Maury?
Every time.
Every time. Every time. How often do you have one of these dreams, Maury?
Oh, often.
And like, is it usually like when you're first going to bed, or is it the thing that you remember
it's
just
the thing
when you
wake
up
with? Yeah.
It is. What else do you wake up with? exactly.
Juliet, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
No worries. Wow. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Hot damn.
You too. Bye.
Starting the show sexy.
Like that.
David says here, what is the best late night snack?
Okay, late night snack, like something you may have in the house, or late night snack isn't something you can order?
I'm going to say it has to be in the house. Yeah.
Okay.
It has to be in your home.
Okay, okay.
But that could change all the time because you're not often stocking the same stuff.
The same stuff?
Yeah.
I think chips are always an easy go-to.
Yeah. I like meat. Right? Like, I'll always go and see if there's meat in the fridge, even just like sandwich meats or some gabagool or something like that. Like, I just always, like, if I get snacky, I go looking for meat. Like, I won't even go to the pantry looking for chips. Chips to me are like secondary to meat. Like, if I have a little tiny bit of leftovers, even one little half piece of chicken.
Yeah.
Right?
What about sliced up melon?
No, that is not a snack. Okay. That's the stuff you eat when your wife's home.
For me, it's... cheese.
Cheese.
I had like a log of pre-sliced buffalo mozzarella for like making salad or whatever, and I like ate half of it on my own.
But what did you, just the cheese? You didn't put it on anything?
No
cracker?
I like picked
no,
a slice
no
and
nothing,
ate it. Picked
huh?
a slice and ate it.
Bro, you must be so backed up.
I know. Yeah. That's a lot of cheese to just sit and eat buffalo mozzarella with your hand like that. Like, is it even if you make a whole pizza, they only put four of those little slices on there.
So good.
Oh, I don't think it's meant to be eaten that way.
No, not at all.
I just like the wetness of it.
Shem, what about you?
Sweets, always sweets, man.
Sweets.
Yeah, I go chocolate or something like that.
You do, huh?
Yeah, always.
Yeah.
Emily says here, Roz, have you installed that one-way mirror window in your shower? The cottage.
Yes. So I have the glass is perfect during the day. Like, you can't see anything in it during the day. At night, you can sort of see a little bit.
But you're so far out in the country.
Nobody can see it. Like, there's no neighbors, right? Yeah. It doesn't face the road. It's a forest beside me, which kind of creeps you out even more, though. When you're sitting on the toilet and it's late at night, like I always I pee with the lights off, right?
Do you really?
At night? Yeah. Mainly because I like to look outside, and if the lights are on in the bathroom, you can't see out through the window, right? So I keep the lights off because I like to look outside while I'm in there. But yeah, it's like if somebody like was standing there and it was late at night, you could probably see in a little. I got to get another film for it.
You haven't tried it? Like tell Catherine, go stand out there. Can you see me?
No, listen, I know what's up. I know the deal. Okay.
he's creeped already.
Okay. I know that. I know the deal. We don't need to involve the actual logistics of how I know, but I know.
Edward Hilario says here, you have access to the world of the Matrix, but can only download one skill into your brain. Whoa. What do you choose?
Physical or mental?
It's set to your brain.
To your brain. So like, but I mean, Neo downloaded the Kung Fu, right?
Mm-hmm. I would want to download something like how to play the stock market. Like, remember like in Limitless when Bradley Cooper took the pill and then he figured out how to not manipulate, but really see the stock market and where the gains were happening or how to predict the gains to make the money?
Yes.
Right? Something like that.
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to say Reading Lips.
Reading Lips, that's a good one. I'm gonna go out on a limb here, okay, and say, like, am I guaranteed to be an expert at it?
Yes.
Right. Like the best, right?
Absolute best.
The absolute best. You know what I think I'm doing? I think I am rewriting the next 10 years of my life in a way to get rich, get incredibly famous, have a really good time, and disrupt an entire industry, which is I would go into the Matrix and come out of it the world's best golfer.
Oh, good. Okay.
Could you imagine me at the Masters?
Yeah.
Right?
No, actually,
winning,
I couldn't.
Winning?
Yeah.
The interviews I would do with all those quiet talkers?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, you'd be the first person ever that the green jacket fit.
Bro, and I would crush golf.
You would just cut, like, wrestling promos.
Oh, I would crush golf.
You'd be like Hulk Hogan, just
for
yelling.
For 10 years, I would just win tournament, grand slam after grand slam, or whatever they call them. Yeah. I would be the world's best golfer. What? For sure. Because I wouldn't practice. I wouldn't do any of that stuff.
Just show up.
Yeah. We
just
show up. Golf misses a guy like John Daly. Remember John Daly used to just get fat and drink beer and just swear and smoke cigarettes on the course, right? Like, oh, he was the
best.
Be and golf just doesn't have a John Daly anymore, right? Like, golf doesn't have that guy that everybody wishes wasn't there, but you can't say no to him because he was that good.
Yeah.
Isn't that Tiger Woods?
No. Tiger Woods is like loved and so classy at times.
Shem?
Man, I was thinking first like read minds, but then when Roz said that, I kind of want to be a wrestler. Like I want to be on the level of Rock and Austin during the Attitude Era type of wrestler.
But the thing is this, you could then just be that great wrestler but not get your shot, right? Like I could go to invitational tournaments and just sort of make my way onto the PGA Tour. That's why I said I'd give myself 10 years.
Sure.
Right? Like you still have to get a shot.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with reading minds, man.
Reading minds.
Yeah, I want to read minds.
I'm staying with reading lips.
Reading lip. Wow, Maury. Like, there's so much room for error there, Maury.
No, I could be standing on the other side of a bank.
Yeah.
Reading somebody say, like, their PIN number to the teller or whatever, and then I'll know their PIN.
Who says their PIN number out loud ever? Meanwhile, Shem's going to be standing behind you, and he's going to get your PIN number and go and rob whatever you rob. Like, Shem just said read minds, which is pretty fail-safe, right? Maury, your whole plan is disrupted if somebody eats ice cream while they're talking.
Yeah.
Like, you've left yourself no contingency here.
Excuse me, can you move the ice cream?
Like, as soon as Shem said read minds, you should have gone, oh, yeah, damn, right, me too. Read minds, not lips.
Yeah, you double down on lips.
Right?
Ezra says here, you have 5 minutes to hide a paperclip in your home.
Didn't we already answer this question?
Yes. I think so.
Yes.
A detective has 24 hours to find it. If they don't, you get $10,000. Where are you going to hide the paperclip?
We answered it like 2 years ago. Has your answer changed?
I don't know. What was my answer then? Did I say the butt then?
No, you did not. So your answer's changed.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh.
In the butt?
Yeah. Yeah. Go for it. Find it. Yeah.
Okay.
And all I would do while he was there the whole time was just jog. And when I wasn't jogging, I would just eat like stew and burritos.
Oh, no.
And be like, let me know when you're out of hiding places.
Oh no.
Did I say the butt the last time? I think
no,
I might have said the butt the last time. What did I say the last time?
You were like really good about it.
Oh, what did I say?
I don't remember. It was like on top of something.
Oh, okay.
Brendan says here, have you ever owned a motorcycle? And if so, what kind or what would you have bought?
Yes.
Yeah, I think out of everyone in this room, you're the only one, Ross.
No, I lost a deposit on a motorcycle.
So you never owned a motorcycle?
No, but I put a deposit down to impress a guy.
Right, but you never owned a motorcycle.
That's not the question, though.
That's not the question.
So, I own a percentage of a motorcycle.
Right. Maury lost money trying to impress a guy by buying a motorcycle. I did have a motorcycle for years. It was a Yamaha V-Star. And because I wanted that bike because it was very easily customizable the way that they made them. You could pull parts off it and everything else.
Is it a big bike or
it's
small?
It's a big bike.
Okay.
A big bike. And the first thing I did when I got it was I took everything off it that didn't make it go faster, stop faster. Mm. So I pulled off the front fender. I got rid of the curved regular handlebars and I just put a straight bar across it. I took the exhaust system off and I put on custom made pipes that there was no baffling in them. So it sounded like a jet engine when I drove, fire shot out of my pipes. Like if I drove down the street, car alarms would go off.
Jeez. So needless to say, it was not a street legal bike.
I mean, it was legal, but it was, there were parts of it that were illegal.
Yeah.
Yes. And then when I had a kid, I got rid of it. I think it's foolish for people who have children to ride motorcycles. And I know that a lot of people will disagree with me and a lot of people feel that they're safe and all this other stuff. But I think that, if you have a kid, one of the things that you do is you need to eliminate foolishness from your life to a certain extent. And to me, riding a motorcycle was an indulgence that was completely focused around me selfishly and not the rest of the family. And so I sold it.
Did you? Oh, okay. So you sold it.
Sold it.
Okay. Did you sell it like, was it one of the, like on Kijiji? On
Oh, yeah. But because of everything that I had done to it, I sold it in a day.
Oh, okay.
Because I did all the work for people that wanted that bike to do all that work on.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
That's
fully customizable. That's the only reason why people bought that bike was because the stuff you could do to it. Okay. And, so I sold it. It was for sale for a day. And a guy came over, sat out in the driveway, started up once and was like, cash.
Wow.
And he handed it to me and he and his friend put it in the back of a truck and off it went.
How much, do you remember how much you got for it?
Yeah. I had it for about 5 years and I got more for it than I paid for it new.
Oh,
wow.
So how much?
Yeah. I think I sold it for something like 14 grand.
Ooh, baby.
Something like that.
Damn.
Cash. Yeah. Yeah. Cash.
That's amazing.
Yeah, 13 or 14 grand.
Before we get to our next call, let's answer this question from Stefan, who says, if you all worked in a restaurant, what position would you be and who's taking out the trash?
I would like.
You'd want to be the chef, right?
I would want to be the chef, but like oftentimes the chef isn't the one that cooks, right? Like the chef is the one that walks around telling all the sous chefs what to do.
And then
they plate everything and they make sure that everything is good at the pass and when it's going out to customers. So I kind of want to cook. So maybe I don't want to be the chef. I want to be like the sous chef, but I don't want to get yelled at though.
Mm-hmm.
Don't yell at me.
Okay. So you're going to be the sous chef.
I can't. Yeah. I definitely do not want to be like, what do they call it? Front of house where you got to deal with people.
Yeah.
No.
Maury, you could be the host, right?
I was just going to say, can I be the hostess?
Yeah. You could. Yeah.
I think I wouldn't mind. What would I do?
I think you and I'd be waiters. Okay.
You think so?
Yeah. I could see us being waiters.
You know,
very personable waiters, you know?
You know, I've always wanted to be like a bartender at a steak joint.
Where it's chill,
where it's not a nightclub, right?
Yeah.
You know, you get a mix of business people in their first dates, single, you know, women, you know, guy, like you see a little bit of effery going on,
but
not enough that it like, you know, you get caught up in anything.
Uh-huh.
You can still gossip. Yeah, like the hockey game's on behind you, but no volume.
Sure.
Right? Like that sort of vibe where it's kind of chill.
That's a really good one, yeah.
I've always wanted to because I never worked any sort of retail. I never worked in a restaurant. I never did anything like that. But I always wanted to be like a bartender at a steak joint.
That's a really good one. Amanda, hello. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show. How are you?
Good. And yourself?
Good. What is your question?
I was just wondering for advice and some wisdom. My wife and I are expecting a little baby boy in a couple of months.
Hey, that's amazing. Congratulations.
Woo. So yeah, lesbian couple introducing a boy to the world that we don't know what to do.
So is it,
for some advice.
Is it adoption, surrogacy, one of you pregnant? What's going on?
No, yeah, my wife is pregnant.
Okay, she's pregnant. So
the only thing you need to know, I guess with any baby, is diapers need to be clean and make sure they're fed.
Sounds good to me.
you are lucky that you are lesbians because I will say this. Catherine had a great fear when she was pregnant at the beginning that we were going to have a boy. Because her fear was that if she even one time cleaned feces off a penis, it was going to turn her off forever.
Oh, okay.
Right?
So sure. I'm already turned off. So
you're already turned off.
You're great.
You are way ahead of a lot of women who fear that their thoughts about the penis will change once they have a child who has a penis and they got to clean it and care for it and mother it, right? Because that's what you have to do sometimes. And so I think that you guys are off to a real good start by being gay. So
I never thought of it like that.
Amanda, what is your like the biggest hurdle, or what are the conversations that you and your wife are having at home? What's the thing that makes you nervous?
Just male figure in our life. We both don't have our fathers, and my brother's far away. So yeah, just not having a male figure in his life.
So I will say that male figures, and I know that there's a lot of stuff you can read and TikTok and everything else.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say this. If there aren't male figures that are encouraging, nurturing, wise in your son's life, your son will go and find those people on their own. So it is best for you to make sure you know who they are.
Right.
Okay.
That's fair. Yeah.
And I'm not saying that two moms can't be great parents, all this other stuff. There's just certain things that boys need and certain things that girls need.
Yep, of course.
If they're into sports, whatever, you know, get them in a great program where there's great coaches and center them around, you know, male examples of, you know, who you guys think are solid people, because they do learn. And I think that when it comes to boys, they're very different than girls, very different. And any parent will tell you how different they are. You need to run a boy like you own a horse.
Yeah, right.
You really do. You know, the girls are completely different when they're kids. If you have a boy, you need to run it like you own a horse.
Yeah.
They have
and again,
this.
I was hoping for a boy, but and then it's just like, oh, wow, I didn't think of all this stuff, right?
Boys have this kinetic energy that needs to be burnt off daily.
My God.
Yeah.
Daily.
Our guy's six now, and I'm just in a constant state of tiredness.
Yeah.
Like, we had a full weekend.
Yes.
Full weekend of activities. Okay, Amanda? Full weekend. I'm talking like morning till night. And when we get home, the first thing Cruz asked is, can you play with me? I was like, dude, we were just out for 12 hours doing stuff with you already.
So get a little kid treadmill is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Because boys are, like, because Roxy, when we had Roxy, a couple of our friends had babies around the very same, like within a month or so. And so they sort of grew up together when they were younger, and they had boys and we had a girl. And the way that you watch kids, right? Like a 4-year-old or 3-year-old boy and a 3-year-old girl can walk into the same room. That's messy, the toy room, the playroom, there could be toys everywhere. And you're going to watch the girl, and for the most part, she's going to walk to where she wants to go, sidestepping and walking in and out of all the junk and crap and everything else on the floor, right? A boy's going to walk into that room and see everything everywhere and start mapping out, okay, first I'm going to climb to the back of the couch so I can jump off the couch onto the ottoman, then from the ottoman onto the chair, then I might jump and like grab the top of that thing and swing across and get to exactly where I'm going. And the destruction happens, right? That's just the difference between boys and girls.
Yeah. With a boy, the entire world is the floor is lava, basically.
Everything is the floor is lava. Yes. Yes.
Inside and outside of your home, the floor is lava. That's what you got to prepare for.
Yes.
But you're going to be great as long as you just fill that house with love. Okay, Amanda?
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, all right. You got it.
Congratulations again.
Thanks so much.
And thank you for joining us on the podcast today.
No worries.
Take care. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
And that is a wrap on another Ask Roz and Mocha podcast. Keep an eye on our Instagram page at Kiss925, where we post once a week a photo that reads Ask Roz and Mocha. And this is where we get the questions from, and select two of you to join us on a future episode to ask your question to the room. Thank you for listening. Once again, this has been the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss925.
Kiss925.com
or download the Kiss925 app.